The Latin Grammys are taking place tonight, recognizing styles from reggaeton to Latin rock. In the classical music categories, the nominees include an unusual opera. NPR's Jasmine Garst has the story behind the opera Only the Truth. It's a fictional story inspired by a Mexican legend.
Gilberto Reyes is a musician who grew up to Mexican parents in southern Texas. He says as a kid, he was not afraid of El Cucuy, or the boogeyman. He was more concerned about Camelia La Tejana, or Camelia of Texas.
I remember when I was a kid listening to the song and thinking, wow, really? Una bandida?
Una bandida, a female bandit.
Whoa, this incredible woman with power to make men do whatever she wants at her will.
The song Reyes heard was a 1973 Contrabando y Traición, or Contraband and Betrayal, by the band Los Tigres del Norte.
Salieron de San Isidro.
It tells the story of Emilio and Camelia La Tejana, who crossed the border into the U.S. through Tijuana in a car with tires filled with hierba mala, marijuana. Once they get to Los Angeles, Emilio tells Camelia he's leaving her for his true love. Camelia doesn't take this well. She shoots him 7 times and disappears with the money. The song was so popular, it spawned several films about her in the mid-1970s, a popular soap opera, now on Telemundo, and an opera. The libretto was written by Rubén Ortiz Torres, who teaches visual arts at the University of California, San Diego. The music is by his sister, Gabriela Ortiz, one of Mexico's most renowned classical composers.
My sister approached me and asked me if I would like to write an opera. But for my surprise, there were operas about everything. And at some point I realized that pretty much everything had been done.
Then one day on a newsstand, he saw a magazine he used to read as a kid. Alarma, únicamente la verdad, or Alarm, only the truth. It was like a lot of Mexican dailies, filled with blood, broken hearts, and babes.
And it occurred to me that Alarma would be a perfect source to make an opera, because it is this very gory, gruesome tabloid. All the stories are these dramatic, tragic stories.
Rubén Ortiz Torres had found the operatic story he needed.
This guy committed suicide by placing his head on the train tracks. And according to the magazine, he was committing suicide because he had been rejected by Camelia La Tejana.
The opera takes its name from the magazine, Únicamente la Verdad, Only the Truth. It opens at the scene of the suicide. The thing is, Camelia La Tejana was likely not real. The musician with Los Tigres del Norte who wrote the song says he made her up. But every now and then, a local newspaper would attribute an actual crime to her. And just about as often, a woman will come out claiming she's the real Camelia La Tejana. The opera is mostly a collage of interviews with these would-be bandidas. In one scene, a reporter asks a woman who says she's the real Camelia what her relationship with Mexican law enforcement is.
Diga por principio, ¿cuál es su relación con los aparatos de justicia?
My relationship with law enforcement, she says, is excellent. Even though the opera was finished 6 years ago, that's a line that rings loudly in Mexico today, where the recent disappearance of 43 college students has revealed the collusion between a local governor and the drug cartels and sparked massive protests.
Bueno, para mí sí significa algo, sobre todo con un trabajo de este tipo.
Gabriela Ortiz, who composed the music to the opera, says being nominated for a Latin Grammy matters to her, not just because it puts classical music in the same public space as Latin pop, but also because her work is critical of the situation in Mexico today.
When we started writing this opera, we never imagined it would be thousands of deaths and disappearances.
And at the end of the day, Ortiz says her opera is not about the drug war. It's about how we construct the truth.
This is what's happening here in Mexico. You question everyone. This is why the opera is called Only the Truth. We talk about everything except for the truth.
Jasmine Garst, NPR News.